consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Okay, so we are off into hour number two. It is Toward Anarchy. I'm your host, Michael Storm. And if you go to towardanarchy.com, we are doing the Sunday, December 29th thing. I'm live right here. My guest is Matthew Wojtecki. He is author of Brush Fire, a thriller novel, and we're going to talk about that whole thing. The links are up there if you're at towardanarchy.com. You can check out the novel on the Liberty Under Attack Publications website. It gives you an idea who Henry Tucker is, and we're going to talk about that coming up here in just a few seconds. In fact, because that's where we're at. Oh, it's funny because we were just talking about sort of exposing yourself and being raw and open and honest, and it's the beauty I love of the live thing. And having been a longtime producer, I've sat in Ken's position. We had a problem earlier where something just sort of popped up and music played, and trying to figure out the source of it, because it wasn't even, it was like a weird thing. Long story short, it shouldn't have happened. It wasn't there, and there wasn't any way to like see where it came from or why it did it. And this is me being a long, long way from where he's at, but just knowing what he's going through. The easiest way to solve that problem is just pot that channel down, except that if that channel is needed later on when you come up, the music won't be there when you actually need it. So I could just imagine what poor Ken's going through in the studio right there. But hey, that's why we're doing this thing the way we're doing it. It's the open, it's the honest, it's the raw, it's the reality, and it's what brings somebody to open themselves up to take a chance. Having never written something like this before, having never done something like this before, to put his views about the world and his life and his thoughts about what someone will find entertaining out there into the free market and let them decide. And that's what Matthew Wojtecki has done with Brush Fire, a thriller. Matthew, again, thank you for hanging out with me. Tell us a little bit about the book and what the story is about, who Henry Tucker is, and the antique mall, because you mentioned agorism. There's all these ideas in there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, sure. So basically, it starts out, like you said, it starts out in an antique mall, basically in Ohio. There's a character, the main character, Henry Tucker, is this shopkeep, and he's been working there pretty much his whole life. So he's going through the basically like the 9-to-5 grind, just going home, having a few drinks, coming back to work, and just getting a paycheck, basically. And then along the way, he stumbles across. First he goes to like a poker game at his apartment complex, and he meets this character, Winston, who has some really interesting ideas, maybe some ideas that like he's never really heard of before, like just regarding like self ownership, and just this Winston character basically just runs a business, and he doesn't ask permission for anything. He just runs some parties out of like an abandoned warehouse, basically. but yeah, Henry like meets this guy, and then eventually stumbles across a like an old book that basically changes his worldview entirely. Like, he can't really go back to the 9-to-5 anymore. He's got to pursue this like idea, and then basically the authorities, like this dark I guess, like, rogue, agency finds out about that he has, like, that he has possession of this book, and so he goes on the run, and that's, like, kind of the thriller aspect of it. He meets up with other interesting characters, and I also have, also touch on, like, several other topics in there, namely just, like, the crypto anarchy kind of thing, where he's trying to evade the state through secure messaging, like, hacking techniques, using, like, cryptocurrencies, and then also there's some side stories throughout the book too, basically touching on the immorality of, like, state sanctioned capital punishment. Also calls out the convoluted aspects of, like, the legal system through this other guy, Rob, who's, like, this defense attorney, just a very poor lawyer, like, basically just dumb. So what I wanted to do, though, like, when I was writing the book too, is just not to have like the one run of the mill narrative that's out there, basically, in a lot of these Netflix shows, where like the authorities are always, like, seen as, like, the hero type characters. I wanted to just kind of put them in a different light and just kind of call them out for who they are. Like, a lot of the cops in here are like villains. So that's another different and interesting thing about the book too. So,
well, and those are the underlying messages that are so important and so hard to convey, because you mentioned the Netflix thing in the presentation of these first responders, these cops, as being heroes. And this is a presentation that's been put forth through television for many, many years. In fact, if you look at normal, I don't know anybody who actually does. I mean, I guess there are some old people, to be sort of a jerk about it, but I'm not trying to be. The old people that still sort of watch TV as opposed to watch what they want to watch, I guess, is the alternative, and programming. And, you know, there's one of the channels, I think their entire lineup throughout the week, every hour of every day, is, you know, sandwiched between the fantastical newscasts and soap operas. They're all like Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, Chicago Trash Division. There's all these different all on sort of one station, but it's been all throughout my life. There was Hill Street Blues, and along with Hill Street Blues, you get to, you know, you're saying Elsewhere, and it's always been a problem for me, and I try to do this all the time whenever I can, is separate first responders and true heroes from cops and people who are spending their time preying on the public and the citizenry. And that's how you painted them in that more of that light in this story.
Yeah. And basically, like, you know, like when you're scrolling through Netflix or something, you always see, it's like, there's always the main storyline of like this, you know, detective or something that has to, like, bend the morality of,
right,
or just, like, you know, make things more or do things unconstitutional, and he's seen as, like, being this big hero, when in fact that's, like, basically the opposite of what we want them to be doing. So,
yeah, they're actually praising them going rogue and violating people. And they're doing so under the, it's always been a weird thing. It's one of those things that this far down the road in my life, It's confusing to me. It makes my brain hurt when I see it on the TV because it doesn't jive with what I know to be reality. And they're sort of presenting these people as being heroes for rights in the Constitution and the individual when they're actually violating people. And only sometimes do they do it where there's an actual criminal. You know what I mean? Somebody who has actually violated somebody else or their property.
Yeah, and so, like, in the book, in this case, it would be a couple of characters that we call, I call one of them is Jack, and the other one is Barnaby. And so both of these guys basically think that they're above the law because they operate under the guise of violence. So they're just going out there, just wreaking havoc and doing whatever they want. And like people are just, you know, thanking them for their service and, oh yeah, just go ahead and do what you want, you know? but yeah, like, and Henry basically hooks up with Maxine, who is like this waitress, and they go on the run together. And run from these law enforcers who are trying to like track them down and you know just basically gonna try to bring them to justice however they can without giving too much away of the book, you know.
Right. And what exactly was their crime? It's the book, and it's forbidden knowledge. Then, so it's a thought crime.
Yeah, and like so that's the real reason that they're after him,
right?
Because they know that he's in possession of these ideas. No one else is supposed to know about this. Everyone else is just living a comfortable, normal life, and so he finds out about this and is just sort of awakened. So that's the real reason. But then, you know, they come up with other various reasons why Henry is just this awful guy. Like he drinks a lot, or like they paint him in just like a really bad light, which is I think really comparative to like reality when the state finds somebody that they just really don't like, that it's like a complete like smear campaign, basically.
No question about it that they use personality, and they take things out of context, and they use that as a weapon. And you know, it's like sometimes you're happy to accept those labels and those things that they're using against you, but not when they're actually sort of on your tail, chasing you down, trying to yeah, fabricate a story or a reason to lock you in a cage. And they're doing that all the time. Imagine, I've always thought of it like this. So we live in this reality of technology, right? So yeah. I reach over here and I grab this thing. It's just barely out of my reach. Not that I couldn't just get up, but it's actually kind of under something. So I grab this thing, and it is, let's grab one of these. It is smaller than a dime, and it contains 256 gigabytes of data. So something smaller than a dime in this world that we live in could hold on it illegal things, thoughts, ideas, images. And if just imagine having the weight of that, having the weight of the sort of the federal government, and those crazy people coming down on you for less than a dime size piece with digital dot, you know, just wow.
yeah, exactly. So it's an interesting story, and like it, I think that readers will like it, especially if you're into more like the thriller type of a novel. But it's a unique thriller because a lot of thrillers are just like more politically motivated, but this is, it's different, but it has, at the same time, it has excitement in it. the characters are pretty well developed. So, and like I said, there's like other different side stories, like just kind of calling out some of the other aspects of like unconstitutional, like the capital punishment and the, and then just like showing basically how, cards are stacked against you if you were ever to come into something like this or like be accused of something that you basically have to like prove your innocence.
You're definitely guilty going in. That the state has already made up its mind when it brings you into court that you are guilty, and that's why it's going after you, and that it's going to do everything that it can to prove that you are actually guilty.
Right.
Go ahead.
Another thing is like I have like a couple prison scenes in there where they're basically just talking about Winston ultimately ends up in jail, and so he's talking to some of the other prisoners in there, and like majority of the people that he talks to are just basically just nonviolent offender people that have been accused of like victimless crimes, and it's like. It makes it just kind of calls it out for being like is kind of a waste of time and resources to prosecute people for whatever it is, if it's drug use or something that doesn't hurt other people. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Touching on really, it sounds like you've hit on all of these particularly important points that I think that I myself would want to try to make. That's that stacked deck. It's the idea of you're already guilty, even though there's not actually a crime within the terms of, within the understanding of what I believe to be a crime and what I think the laws were historically created for, was to protect individuals and their property. It was to punish for or to reimburse for violations of individuals and their property. Of course, it's twisted to what it's become today. But I think that those are core ideas, because these are the things that people miss throughout their entire day, and they miss the anarchy aspect of it all. It's what Toward Anarchy literally means. It's what this show is. It's apparently what the book is about. I've not had in case anybody couldn't tell yet, I have not had a chance to read it. I'm in the middle of reading Annabelle Pickering and the Sky Pirates, the great, the Fantastical Contraption, Brittany Schaefer's book. I have to get to things. It sounds like this. It's based in that same reality that we're trying as a group of. I don't know, you call it modern philosophers, anarchist philosophers, I guess, trying to get across these simple ideas of why we are where we are today, how we got there, and why it's so simple to get back away from it, and why it's simply to turn what we understand of as the courts and the legal system today as an adversarial system that is against the people who are coming before it, to being a system where they're arbiters, where they're people who are disinterested in anything but the law and justice, as opposed to their own twisted needs and ideas, and it's a long, long conversation.
Yeah, it's exactly. So I did set up a court scene in there where Winston is basically being hauled into court and prosecuted for his basically operating these parties without a permit. And then all of a sudden, it's like they throw these other charges on him that like aren't that they couldn't possibly have. Like he's just completely surprised that they're able to do this to him. And then ultimately he gets executed. I mean, like he get sentenced to death. So.
Sentenced to death. Oh, boy. That's the state's final tool to shut up a reasonable voice. We'll be right back with Matthew Wojtecki on Toward Anarchy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
I've been talking with my guest, Matthew Wojtecki, and he is author of Brush Fire, a thriller novel. And it's that long conversation. It's always such a long conversation. We never have enough time to hit on it all. So it's great that Matthew took the time to put it down in a book for us. So if you go to towardanarchy.com, Sunday, December 29th, you can find the links there. You can check out and buy Brush Fire from the Liberty Under Attack Publications website, or you can buy it on Amazon.com. You can read through a little bit of it and get an idea of what we're talking about. I already all knew all this because I've read through all that little bit that I could read through. But I don't want to give away anything either. I don't want to ruin it for myself until I can get to the end of it either. So, Matthew, I really appreciate you taking the time to come and hang out with me, man. I wish you the best of luck in what you're doing, and I hope that you are able to, put out some more and create some more great stories and put forth these ideas. And I hope you can free yourself from that sort of 9-to-5 daily grind,
Yeah, that's really the goal ultimately, just to, you know, maybe find something entrepreneurial or at least like develop a side gig or something to bring in a little extra money to so that I can just kind of liberate myself, you know, eventually.
It's the American dream in reality, isn't it? Just not working. That's the real American dream. Letting money work for you. That's absolutely for sure. And speaking of money, I don't know if you know this or not, but I do this to all of my guests. I quiz them. I give you a quiz. I'm testing your anarchy. So I'm going to find out if you're truly an anarchist or not, and I'm going to ask you six questions. And they're one-word questions, and they're binary answers. So it's just yes or no. We're not going to discuss them. We're just going to answer them. All right? So the first question, voting. Right.
No.
No. All right. And question number two, free market.
Yes.
Yes. And question number three is property.
Yes.
Yes. Question number four is borders with a B.
No.
And question number five, money.
Yes.
And last but not least, okay, they are least, police.
No.
You are an anarchist. No, I tell you what. Those are the way – that's how I would have answered the questions. But I seriously, my thing with it is that those, you know, those questions as asked don't – they're not – anarchy doesn't answer those questions, right? Those are questions that anarchy allows you to answer.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's obviously, like, some – you know, we could probably go into like a whole show on each of those, I would think.
Yeah.
But.
Well, it sounds like we're losing your connection a little bit there. So I suppose it's probably just as well that we're down to the last couple of minutes. But yeah, we could absolutely do a conversation. I'd love to have you back again. If you're up to something new, just, you know, feel free to hit me up anytime. And I'm just always hanging out here doing this. And I appreciate you taking the time to come and hang out. And like I said, I wish you the best of luck doing your thing and finding your thing. And I'll be watching. I'll be out there watching.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Anytime, my friend. Take care. It's Matthew Wojtecki. Go to towardanarchy.com. And the date is Sunday, December 29th. If you want to try to find, you hear my coins jingling in the background. That's my digital currency, my digital collectibles in the background. It's exploded. I haven't talked about them in a long time, but I have one of the largest collections of its kind. And most valuable collections of its kind. And I did it on like $2 investment. It's really cool. TowardAnarchy.com, Sunday, December 29th. Everything that we talked about today, Matthew Wojtecki, the book, Brush Fire, the place that you can buy it, the links, it's all right there under that date. And I also shared a couple other things. Maybe we'll jump into these and talk about these as we go into the last half hour of the show here. Global authoritarian push to force vaccinations and punish any who resist. Advancements in augmented reality for consumers in 2020. And both of those things are consistent with topics that I've been talking about here for a you know, since the beginning of the show that before. I've been talking about these things for 20 years or more in some cases. But the advancements in augmented reality is a very interesting thing because, you know, talking with Matthew there and about his book, that my book is a little bit about that particular subject there. So I've had a lot of interest in it. And I've been telling you about these, you know, the biohacking things. I should have brought this up to Matthew and see what he thought of this, see if he'd heard this or not, because I'm finding so many people that hadn't heard about this. In fact, you remember I had brought it up with Brittany Schaefer And she was, oh, what? What are you talking about? She hadn't heard about it. And then she had shared this thing specifically about the guys that I mentioned earlier who were, you know, they're developing their own insulin based on their own study. They got their own lab in the back room, in the garage, whatever it is. They have their own lab, and they're studying their own DNA and their own biology and their own makeup, and they're finding ways to medicate and cure themselves from diseases. And she had shared a link after, I don't know, it might have been the day before, or I mean day after, 2 or 3 days after, something like that. And I just thought that was pretty neat that that's how it works, just like that. Saying that one thing, giving that one idea, causing people to think. You know, it causes them to think. It causes them to look. And hopefully, if you're doing it right, and if they're paying attention, and the right message that they're needing to hear is coming across, they take the time and they skip past the gatekeepers like the Google, and they go on and they find the good information, and they find the Toward Anarchy website. Because I haven't done it in a while. Let's do it real quick. Let's see what happens. If I type it in, last time I typed it, we're better. That's why I'm saying just brute force. Toward Anarchy. Just brute force. Cause them to put me up there. Yeah. Spreaker has the show. That's cool. See, that if I just keep putting that phrase out there everywhere I go, Toward Anarchy, eventually it points back to this show. And it points back to us. And right now people are finding us everywhere. We were not on the first page when you search Toward Anarchy in Google before, so that's awesome. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on Toward Anarchy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Page, I don't know when, maybe last week it was when I said it, probably. I said that I would go ahead and add a link to the chat room at the bottom of the page there if you go to towardanarchy.com. But then I got to thinking about it as I was doing it, and I didn't think it was right. I've got to find another spot to promote that someplace, because it's not technically right. You can't really follow the show if you it's just a chat room that's available that some of the guys hang out in. There's people always hanging out in there while the show is live. I assume that they want me to participate, but I just, you know what I've said. I can't do it. It's too much of a distraction. I'm already too easily distracted. I would end up sitting here sort of commenting on stuff that it's already bad enough that it's radio and you can't see all the things that I'm talking about when I'm asking you to go to towardanarchy.com. But then if I'm there having a conversation with somebody that you can't see or hear, that just, it just, it doesn't, it's not suited to the thing. So I decided not to put it there, but I did go this week and I put all this other stuff, all these other ways for you to find the show and listen to the show and share the show. And so that's the theme for the week. It worked out on the social media. I sort of doubled at least the number of likes on the Toward Anarchy page this week. Well, you guys did. I mean, that's the reality of that. Huge jump this week, like 130 likes or something so far this week, and just exploding. And the reach is what's greater, because you don't get to see that. If you go to the page Toward Anarchy on Facebook, it's just facebook.com/Toward Anarchy. Of course, towardanarchy.com, all those links are down there at the bottom. But if you go to the page, you can see it says 264 followers or something like that, but it doesn't show you what it'll show me. And that's that I've reached five times that number of people in the posts. And that number, that five times number of people, actually existed before, you know, 130 of those followers were added this week. It was a huge explosion in ads this week, and it just explosion in interest in the show. And it's been really, really cool, and it's really fun to be able to do and to be able to watch. But I will find a spot. Otherwise, if you click on the contact link there at towardanarchy.com, the chat room link is down there, right there. You can click on it. It's right there along with the phone number that's completely useless to you, because I don't take calls, because it's one of those things that you find out in radio, find out in these things, that there's a very small number of people who call in and want to participate, and that the same people call in and participate over and over again. And they tend to be, whether or not they're right or wrong, they tend to be a little bit on the pushy side, and they want to hear their opinion. They know the reason that they're calling in is because they want to be heard by somebody. And a lot of times I just tell people, man, start your own show. It's so easy anymore. I know I've got this whole the whole benefit of the network thing going for me. But the reality is that if you are in this business, the business of telling the truth, there is somebody out there that will give you a platform. And that's a lot of what the show is about. And it's about the reality of a message that's true and palatable, and ultimately sellable. That's the goal, right? I mean, doesn't it work out that way? It should be. The easiest way for me to continue to do the things that I do is for me to monetize something like this, to sell a book on an idea, to write a comic book, or, you know, something that we were talking about earlier that sets you, that gives you that cushion from the day-to-day grind, something that never managed to be able to do so far. Had come close a couple of times, found my own grind, which is wonderful in its own thing, but there's so much more out there for everyone and anyone who's just willing to take the chance to let their voice be heard, to let their message be heard. And so I think it's a great thing. Jump out there and do it. And then you can bring a great guest like Matthew Wojtecki on your show and share his story. And you talk about places like Liberty Under Attack Publications and just all these wonderful people and ideas that have popped up over the show. And especially in the last sort of 3 or 4 months, when it really sort of kicked in to be what it is now, this idea of me bringing in, for sure, every week, you know, one person to talk to and find out what they're doing and sort of get an idea and a view into their process. And it goes all the way back to that first guest, that Victor Pross, and why I brought him on the show originally and wanted to talk to him. And it was because about his art and about this. It wasn't about anarchy. I don't need to sit here and preach and tell people about anarchy. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you, you're not going to hear on this show to any idea, at least not from me. Maybe the guest will. It definitely is a possibility of calls for action against government, sort of violent action or anything like that, because I just don't see that there's any real chance of it being successful. And it's just not the answer. Violence has never been the answer. That's their answer. That's their weapon. That's their tool that they use against other people. And you see that their systems, their ideas, they come and they go and they fluctuate and they fall in and out of favor. But freedom, liberty, truth, anarchy, these things never go away. They're always there. There may not always be that government, but there's always going to be somebody that just thinks that that government doesn't belong, that that authority doesn't belong. That will always exist because that's true. That's real. There's a bunch of stuff that I did this week that I thought would be fun to talk about or that I saw, and I'm trying to find a stupid name or something like that. I don't want to say like things that are on my radar. I'm not a military guy. I'm not a pilot. I don't have radar. It's not what I use. And I'm not intuiting things. So it's not my intuition. It's not, you know, it's not what's in my sight. It's just things that have popped up in the myriad of activities and ideas and thoughts and things that flow past my eyes and through my brain on any given day to paint it colorfully for you. And so I'm looking for something like that on my radar or something like that, that just gives me some sort of pretext to begin to talk about just a short list of things that I thought were interesting or might need a mention. One was this Peter Schiff comment. I get an email from him all the time. If you don't know who Peter Schiff, he's not Adam Schiff. He's not that guy. But he's talking. He's an economist, and he's talking about his long story. I don't even want to get into it because I want to talk about his quote. I'll talk about Peter Schiff another time. Maybe I'll even try to bring him on the show sometime. I never thought about it, but I bet he's somebody that it's so hard to get some of these guys. Some of these guys are so busy. Did I tell you Adam Kokesh, presidential candidate, is coming up on the did I even get that far when I was talking about who's coming up? All right, I'll come back to the quote. I have it. It's towardanarchy.com, right there on the front page right now. I changed all this stuff. I mentioned that, right? Yeah, of course I did, over and over again, repeatedly. Well, there's today's date, Sunday, December 29. It'll take you to Matthew Wojtecki and those links and everything that I've been talking about today. There's last week's link, but then I moved some stuff around, and now there's an upcoming there. January 5th, my friend Winston Smith drops in to talk about the Fed, New World Order, activism. January 12th, Michael Galeo, my brother, not my father this time. He's an expert in conservation and environmental consulting. We're going to do the catch-up thing and the human interest thing that goes along with this really great story of my brother's, you know, professional life and what he's made his passion in life. January 19th, David Weichel, resident gun nut. January 26th, Adam Kokesh, presidential candidate, 2020 confirmed. I'm almost sure I didn't even say that already, but it's up there. If you're one of the people that's following along, and if hopefully you're not already listening to the archive in the future, and it's, you know, January 27th and you missed the live show, but at least then you can jump into the archive. It'll be available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, but he's already confirmed
We did the dance around different weekends, various weekends that it could happen. And he's coming in on the 26th, and we'll have a whole hour or more. We have at least an hour with him. You know what it is. That was my thing about doing the hour and about doing it at the half. There's my reasons for it, and it's all a secret about, you know, making this thing usable for more than just the conversation that we're having, making some value out of the conversation. And that's the presentation afterward and its ability to be spread around. And then, of course, the need for people to listen to both halves of the show. And there's so many reasons for it. But the Peter Schiff thing was something that I had come up across this week because he sends me an email. And the reason I wanted to bring it up and just mention this particular quote and the things that he's talking about, and I talk about these things a little bit, but they're such bigger conversations, and it takes, you know, somebody like a Peter Schiff to come in and have the conversation with, realistically, as opposed to me just talking to you about it. And that's these different economic markers, like the job index or index. Or what was it that we'd been talking about since, you know, really since the beginning of the show? One of the first things that we talked about was the ratio. Oh, it was about long-term investments is ultimately was what it was. And what I was saying through that point was that up to that point, for some period of time, it had been that long-term investments were looking better in some cases, and short-term investments were looking better in others. If you're talking about short-term investments by rich people, that means that they're looking to get in and get out real quick before things go bad. And that's the way the market is turned, and people are misled by it because they follow they have no economic sense at all whatsoever, and they follow very loose numbers and ideas of what explains our economy. And Peter Schiff came out this week and was talking about this bubble that exists and about how bad it really is right now, because the Kansas City Manufacturing Index charted at its lowest point in 4 years. That's a big deal. And it was its sixth monthly decline to that particular index, and it's showing another long term. When you're looking at manufacturing, it's a long term thing. When you go into manufacturing, you have a plan over a long time, because it takes you a long time to produce the stuff and put it back out onto the market and blah 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 blah. It takes time. It's a long term thing. So people are looking at it, and if it's falling off, and people are going to the short-term investments, the get rich quick, the market is up really high. This is a bubble economy that Peter Schiff and somebody like myself and others that are watching, but that people don't listen to. They listen to these talking heads. They don't listen to people like myself, who didn't. I'm not Jamie Dimon. I didn't head up a bank, a World Bank, manipulated presentation of what money and economy is. I actually know what those things really are, and so nobody wants to listen to me. Or if they do it after it's already too late. Or they say, "Oh, well, it's just your view about this, that, and the other thing." It's a historical understood view, and it's about a bunch more important markers and concepts than sort of the monthly job report. This Kansas City Manufacturing Index charting low like that is really par for the course, says Peter Schiff. We get stronger economic data when it comes to people spending money, but we have weaker data when it comes to generating real production, long-term, real generating real wealth, good production, manufacturing. All the data comes out weaker than expected, and that's what I've talked about those things always being adjusted for the worse as they go along. They get this, oh, here's the numbers, and they try to tell people, here's your jobs numbers. Well, those jobs numbers will get adjusted three times, and they always get adjusted down. So stop it with the jobs numbers. Oh, the stock market's doing good. Well, the stock market is a leading indicator in the economic sense, if you're paying attention to it as I'm describing it right now. But as most people watch it, it is a lagging indicator. They're looking at, oh, it's time to get in right now, except that they're probably already missing if it's peaking, you know. He continues to quote, really what the GDP numbers are confirming is what we've been saying all along, that this is a bubble economy, that it's not legitimate economic growth. This is a bubble because the only thing that is driving that 2.1% increase in gross domestic product, which is what they were talking about overall, is consumer spending borrowed money and the government spending borrowed money. So I thought that was interesting and kind of scary because we're at a tipping point. We're past the point of watching these indexes go bad. They're bad. So the bad things are coming with the economy, and it's all going to be in the response by the individual, how you get how you handle it and how it's dealt with. The Pentagon, this is hilarious. The Pentagon advises troops not to use consumer DNA kits and companies. Again, a theme that I've been talking about lately is the control of, in this case, they're talking about these private companies in control of your DNA and how Google had acquired one of these DNA companies. But it's funny, the Pentagon telling that to troops. They're saying that it's unregulated, that there's a risk to the Joint Force mission, that the outside party, this is a laughable part, outside parties could be exploiting the data for questionable uses, such as mass surveillance and tracking. that's ridiculous coming out from the Pentagon. It's hilarious. But questionable results, that's definitely true. Questionable results of it. Finally watched It. If you hadn't done it yet, the Stephen King, the movie, I didn't find it particularly different from either, well, the original television movie that was made for it. The only difference is that because it's a movie, it's rated R, is now they can use the language and imagery that they couldn't use in the television movie. And I don't know that necessarily makes it any better. So while it's fun and interesting, and there's some great things about the way it's shot, the film and the timelessness of it, and so the way they make some of the characters look just like the clown, it's a meh. We'll be right back on Toward Anarchy.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com.
TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I'd be one of the first to talk to you about that, the leash law thing. If you go to towardanarchy.com, it's just funny because somebody commented on the picture, the image of the day there, Sunday, December 29th. Scroll down there and you see the dog carrying his own leash across the crosswalk. And I'm not a fan of people who take their dogs leashed or otherwise into public, because they're the ones that are bringing their wild animal, regardless of controls, wonderfulness, lovely fuzziness, all of that, into a situation, public, scary, lots of people, traffic, cars, just you're setting yourself up and other people up for tragedy every time you take a dog out, let alone you do it without taking one out on a leash. I love animals. I love fuzzy, little, innocent, soft things, just like everybody else does. But cats and dogs are a plague on the world. There are too many of them. Unless they are on dinner plates, which they're not going to be on my dinner plate, there are too many of them. Look it up. Look it up if you don't believe me. That there are feral cats all over the nation that are pets that have been let loose. There are wild dogs all over the nation. They're running packs throughout even suburban cities. I try to be as objective about all of these things as I possibly can. It was like the first thing I learned in radio, that if I was going to be a presenter of facts and information, that I had to be objective about it, that I couldn't be cited, or that if I was cited, that it had to be contextually so, and that it had to be obvious that I was cited in my presentation of that information. You know, so whether it's football teams or the reality of certain things that affect us in our life, like the amount of animals and the amount of attention that we put into domesticated animals, and the amount of failed domesticated animal relationships that leave an uncontrolled and uncontrollable amount of dogs and cats running wild and loose. You understand what I'm saying? You get where I'm trying to be as diplomatic about it as I possibly can, but as honest as I possibly can about it as well. What I was saying, be back before we went into the break. We got just a couple of seconds. I watched it, and that's the new one that just came out, the both parts of it. I waited for both parts of it to come out, and it just wasn't. I'm a big Stephen King fan. I grew up reading all of his books, but they're books for teenagers. They're stories for teenagers, is what I've found out as I've gotten older. Coming up next week, you got to join us. report. My buddy Winston Smith, he's going to talk about the Fed, New World Order, and activism. My brother on the 12th, on the 19th, David Weichel, and Adam Kokesh on the 26th. It's Toward Anarchy. Take care until then.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.